Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, we're glad you did that. Welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to see what I mean when you hear who my next guest is. Carl Lavin is a new friend, soon to be an old friend. Now, we're going to make you an old friend real soon. And he is managing editor at Forbes. And you know about our relationship with Forbes. And Steve Forbes, who's a regular guest on our show. You know what a great job they do with their magazine and with their website and all the other things. Well, we've got Carl joining us today to make another friend at Forbes and talk to us about something really important. Carl, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. One of the things that I know you've been working on a lot lately is this project about identifying America's most promising companies. And I'd like for you to tell us what your definition of a promising company is.
An important definition of a promising company is a company that professional investors would see as fundable. And this doesn't mean just a fast-growing sales operation. This means taking a look very carefully at companies on a number of different metrics. And that includes the leadership team, the business plan, the financing, the operations, and a number of other things.
So, the sustainability of their product. Is it doing great, but the products are basically backward looking into the 20th century, or is it have a product or a service that's forward looking? Would that be a fair way to say it?
That is very important, absolutely. Is the demand going to be building? Is there a relationship with a customer base that's going to be sustained, as you put it?
And you talked about professional funding. You're talking about where, you're not even really talking about it like an angel or even a bank loan. You're talking about fish-eyed venture capitalists who wouldn't loan a nickel to their mother if it didn't have a good ROI. You're talking about those kinds of guys, aren't you?
Yes, and how do those people look at a business? And that is the important thing about that is really how a business owner should look at his or her business.
That's exactly right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The passion and the drive are crucial to any business success, but you also have to look at your business in that way, that cold-eyed way.
Well, I think this gives us a good opportunity to really stratify the small business sector, Carl. And by that I mean if you really look across small business, the lion's share of small business owners always want to be small. They love being small. It's part of what they like about being in business, about being more in control. They don't like the idea of having partners. Some of them are what's called lifestyle entrepreneurs. A lot of the people who are very small, maybe no employees, and then you got the enterprise level companies, the ones who will want to take their company to the next level. And then I think there's this other level that already knows they want to blow right by enterprise level and go right to the public market. They know they want to go public, and that's the opposite. That's the polar opposite of a lifestyle entrepreneur, isn't it?
That's right. And even the lifestyle entrepreneur may benefit by going through our survey and getting, as I said, a clear-eyed view of how that business operates. But it's those other two groups that will really benefit.
Well, and I thank you for saying that. Folks, the point that we want to make here is Carl's going to give you an opportunity to go take this analysis of yourself and see how you stack up. I'm going to encourage you to do that regardless of whether you consider yourself to be a party of one or a gazelle. and as they call it, and that's the other term, Carl, you hear a lot. The last example I gave often is called internationally. The term is called a gazelle, meaning that company is going to go from 0 to 60 in 3 to 5 years, and you know, meaning from startup to you know, hundreds of employees in 3 to 5 years, right?
Right, and that's a quick way to progress through, but you really need to make sure that you have your plan together, and you don't want to be surprised during that time by somebody calling attention to something that you forgot to think about.
Absolutely. So when we come back after these messages, I'm going to get Carl to tell us how to go and take this survey and to answer these questions and to take a good look at yourself. And folks, I don't care if you're at your kitchen table starting your brand new business, or if you've been in business like me for 20 years, you ought to take this thing. I think you'll learn a lot about yourself. Take a quick break in 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Carl Levin is with us. He's with Ford. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, small business advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure again, as always. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also, when you get there, I hope you'll check out my blog, which yesterday's blog post was about giving customers what they want, not what they need. I think you'll enjoy reading that. It'll clear up a lot of things for you about how to compete with the big box companies. So check that out. Also, my newsletter, you can subscribe to that. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead by email, by the way. And the email and subscribing to the blog will follow you home with this information. I know you got a lot going on, so if you don't want to come back and you want me to follow you home with stuff, we'll do that. Hope you'll check that out. And, of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame there on Twitter. Carl Levin is our guest, folks. He's managing editor at Forbes. We're talking about America's best companies. Carl, it's Forbes.com/promising, right?
Forbes.com is the website, and Forbes.com/entrepreneurs is our section of the site that is aimed at the people who are running businesses with real high-level, sophisticated advice in lots of different areas. And the Promising Company Survey is right there under the /entrepreneurs part.
All right, good. And now I'm actually going there right now. I'm just about to in there right now. Talk to us as I'm doing this, as I'm getting myself registered. Talk to us about how this is going to work, Carl.
Well, we're excited that you're signing up to take the survey yourself, Jim. Thank you very much. And the survey we put together with an outside company, TVA, it is the most important hour you can invest in your business, is filling this out. And you have your business plan and your financials there with you. You can go through and answer the questions on our questionnaire, and what you will get back is a X-ray, an analysis of your business that's very much in-depth on a lot of different metrics, from leadership to financial plan to assets inventory management to every other important aspect of the business. That's the same kinds of things outside investors who are real serious would be looking at. So you can see where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are. And that's not just your subjective opinion or some high-priced consultant's opinion. This is a really sound analysis put together in a form.
Well, and this is a great service, and I want to thank you for doing that. And by the way, I know you're doing this in conjunction with HP, right?
They are the sponsors of that, and we're proud to have HP as a sponsor. Thank you.
So let's talk about this. Now, one of the big things that I hear when I talk to venture capitalists, and folks, you need to think about this, even if you're not going for venture capital, one of the big things that they ask when they're looking for somebody to invest in, they're not necessarily looking for a company that has a 45 or 145 page business plan. It could be 6 pages. One of the main things they're looking for in those 6 pages, though, is what kind of a team does this person have? What kind of people has these leaders or these these founders or this one founder, what kind of people have they been able to attract? Do they understand the kind of brain power that it's going to take to sustain this kind of a company through the startup and the growth period? What do you think, Carl?
You got it. Who is your leadership team? What kind of experience do those people have? And what kind of skill set do they have? How does that match up? That's crucially important. So this
Somebody told me a long time ago, Carl, that a leader is somebody who can actually get somebody to follow them.
That's right. Well, there are a lot of people, maybe not enough, but there are a lot of people who are adept at managing. Leading is very important if you're going to run a business.
That's something I've observed in my career, are the people who are natural leaders. And you can learn to be a leader, but there are some people who are born with a little extra. And I always envy those guys, Carl. But your boss, Steve Forbes, is one of those guys.
Yes, he is, and it's the model of watching him and how hard he works is something that inspires everybody else.
I like telling people that Steve Forbes inspires me every time I'm around him, and really just seeing the things that he does. Other things that are going to be shown up, that are going to show up in this evaluation, is there going to be a cash flow analysis?
That'll be part of it. You'll want to, as you sit down to put this together, and you can put some work into answering the questions, store it, come back to it later and answer some more questions, absolutely. But you'll want your financials with you at your elbow as you answer some of these questions. And what you get back is a score that's something like getting a credit score for an individual.
Right.
Or an SAT score for a college student. But
right.
It's the kind of thing that will enable us to rank companies as to how much promise they have.
Now, one of the things I'd like to encourage you to do, folks, when you take this thing, if what you get back hurts your feelings a little bit, well, let me tell you something. That's critical information. If you don't like, I'm not saying you won't. You may knock it out of the park. But if something about this that you get back is a little bit unsettling for you, maybe it hurts your feelings a little bit, it's something that you don't agree with, well, guess what? That may be the best news that you've had lately. That may be the best thing that you've heard in a long time, and I hope you'll take all of that to heart, because it's probably something that's telling you where there's a weakness and something that you need to work on. Carl Levin is our guest. He's with Forbes, managing editor actually at Forbes, and he and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Carl to give us an idea about what he thinks about the economy. What do you think we've got looking at coming straight ahead from the economy? And that's, by the way, that's Forbes.com/entrepreneurs. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. We've got our new friend, soon-to-be old friend, Carl Levin, with us, ladies and gentlemen, managing editor at Forbes, the guy who's the face and the voice of this new initiative that Forbes is working on in combination with HP to identify America's most promising companies. What we want to do, one thing I want to do before we get into anything else, Carl, is tell the audience, by the way, folks, that's Forbes.com/entrepreneurs. And then to go to the Promising Companies link there to take this, fill out this, just a little short form that you fill out, nothing intrusive at all, and then you take the survey and get some information back. And so, Carl, regardless of whether they want to be or wind up being one of your promising companies, they can still benefit from going there, can't they?
That's right. They'll put an hour in to filling out this form and analyzing the response they get back, and that'll give them this very clear view of what's right and what's wrong or what needs work in their business.
Folks, take some time, some quiet time, maybe Saturday morning or before the store opens or whatever. Take some quiet time and devote your little time to this. I think it could be a really good investment for you. I hope you will. And now, so Carl, what happens then if, let's say I hit the jackpot. Let's say that, I register I move the needle on your survey. Then what happens?
That's one of the exciting parts. We want to celebrate the highest scoring companies, and we will publish a list in the summer, fall time period of America's most promising companies, the ones that score highest. We will be honoring them and celebrating them and sending reporters out to interview the top scoring ones to help others learn from those examples.
How many do you expect to find?
Well, we probably will be looking at 2025 at the beginning, this first year that we're doing this. And this is the kind of thing that's just going to grow year after year.
And I'll tell you what I'll do, Carl. I'll make you a commitment. I will interview every one of them over the next year if you'll help me contact them so we can get them on the show.
We would love to do that, Jim. That would be a great partnership to have.
We'd love to do that. That's the kind of – I've interviewed a lot of entrepreneurs like these people you haven't even met yet. And they are so inspiring. The things that they talk about, and let me tell you what, I'm going to predict what you're going to find when you meet them. Now, it may not come out in the survey, but when you meet these people, here's what you're going to find. I think you're going to be amazed at this one thing that every one of them will do, and that will be the way they give back to their communities. It's phenomenal. The highly successful companies I see have one common denominator, and that is that they literally give back a lot to their communities.
They connect. They connect with people.
Yep. Absolutely. So look for that. Carl, what are your thoughts about the economy? How do you think we're doing so far?
Well, we're maybe entering a period of a little bit of stability, and nobody's going to think that that's bad after all that we've been through. But I'm real proud to be here with you, Jim, and talking about small businesses, because the people that are going to get this economy going again are the small business owners across our country. They're the
Main Street is going to lead us out of this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it could be the gazelles out there among that group, as you pointed out. In other downturns, it's been companies that started up and became FedEx or Southwest Airlines or
right.
Microsoft. It's other companies that maybe not did that well, but did really well, that started. A lot of people look around right now and see opportunity.
Well, exactly. But I'll tell you something. As important as gazelles are, as important as companies like FedEx and Microsoft has been, you know, one of the things that too many people in Washington, D.C., and unfortunately on Wall Street, don't get is for every FedEx, God bless all of those guys, but for every one of those, there are hundreds of thousands who employ three or four people, and I can't even imagine where America would be without them, Carl.
Absolutely. We wouldn't have the services or the products that we need to get through our daily lives, and we wouldn't have the pillars of the community, as you point out, the people who are really committed, really rooted, and are devoted to giving back to their communities.
When Adam Smith talked about the invisible hand, I don't think he even comprehended the invisible hand capability or potential for America's 25 million small business owners.
And those are very creative and very nimble people, too.
Yeah.
They see an opportunity to suddenly find a customer overseas because of a website,
right.
They'll do it. They see a way to put a product together in a slightly different way or reach it.
And we have to pass a stress test every day, too, by the way, Carl. Hey, Carl, thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
I will, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Carl Lavin, ladies and gentlemen, with Forbes. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.